The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yom Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara on Amud Aleph begins by going through the halachas of Kabbalas Hadam. Zog the Gemara, Nishbach Hadam ala Ritzba. The dam spilled straight onto the Ritzba of Asofa, and then the queen goes there and collects it. Possible is possible. The Gemara says, if the Kabbalah was done kalocha, the dam wasn't a klisharis, and then it's filled up asafa and he collected it, then it would be kosher, because it already began in a klisharis, had a Kabbalah kalocha. The Gemara says, what's the makor for this halocha? The Gemara brings a pasuk, v'lokach midam hapar, and v'darshin dam mehapar yikablenu, the Kabbalah hadam should be done directly from the par, the blood should go from the behemoth straight into the klisharis. The Gemara is welcome to go so far as to say that if you hold Avi Ritzba Kiritzba Domi, that the airspace over the floor of the Azara is like the floor itself, then every time if the dam would shoot from the Tavra Behemoth to the Klisharas, it would shoot over the airspace, over the Ritzba's Azara, they would blive like it went out to the Ritzba, and therefore the Gemara says what you're supposed to do is put the Vridin, put the veins, put the Simonim straight into the Kli, straight into the klisharas that you're catching the dam in, and therefore the dam will go straight into the kli and not even go over the avir haritzba. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says another halacha that sarach lekabel kodama shalpar. Not only do you have to catch enough blood to do a hazor, to dip the coin for the coin to dip its finger in and to spritz it off, which is necessary. Without that, it wouldn't be a kabbalah at all. But even more than that, mitzvah is to be mekabel kol dam shalpar, to catch all of the blood of the behemoth, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for that, because the pasuk says v'es kol dam hapar yishpach al yisoid hamizbeach, the dam of the par, all the dam of the par, the pasuk says should be spilled out to the yisoid. Shvich hashrayim li yisoid is done after the zrika. First, the kohen takes the dam and spritzes it either on the mizbeach or the par yom kippurim on the bein abadim and the paroiches, and then on the mizbeach hazov. And after all that, he spills out the dam. And then it says, even though, when he spills out the dam, it's definitely not going to be kol hadam, because part of the dam went to the hazoi, some of it was already spritzed on the mizbeach. But since the Torah refers to that shirayim as kol hadam, we learn out from there that there's a mitzvah shirayim, and shirayim tutzachop in the whole dam, in all the dam, as much as the dam is possible, and therefore, the Gemara comes out with this halacha of tzarach lekabel kol dam shalpan. From this halacha of Nishbach, from this halacha of the dam being on the Ritzba, that you can no longer use it for a Kabbalah, we learn out another halacha. That's brought down in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Maisach Rabbanus Halacha Chetz. The Rambam says, Kol hazvachim shekibo midomam pochus v'dei hazoya l'nis kadesh hadam. If you were mekabel less than a hazo, the dam does not become kadesh, and it would sound like there's nothing to do with it now. Since the dam was niskabel, and it was not a kabbalah kshera, there's nothing to do with that dam now. You can't go ahead and add that dam to another kli that's full of dam, that's kosher, that has enough of a shir hazo, enough of a shir to be mazah with. Because since this dam was niskabel b'psul, there's nothing to do with it. Now, if you think about it, every kabbalah begins with a parches mikdei hazo, and then it continues, builds up until it gets to kdei hazo. That's parshat. That in one Maisa Kabbalah, or even if he stopped and then continued to collect from the Tavra Behemoth in that Kli, that's going to be a kosher Kabbalah. But to take the Pachas Mekadei Hazon in this Kli and add it to another Pachas Mekadei Hazon, a second Kli, that you can't do, because it's not Dame Apari Kablanu, not a Kabbalah that is done from the Tavra Behemoth, rather it's going through another Kli. Now there's a rule in Zvachim and Menachos that just like a behemoth has four avodas, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, so too, a mincha also has four avodas. Mincha also has four steps, four avodas, that are the machshiri ha-mincha, the matir of the mincha, and they are the kemitza, which is like the shchita, just like the shchita, the dam becomes kodesh with the sakin, which is the klisharis. So too, kemitza starts the kiddush ha-kemis by the kohen separating it with his hand. Then comes Kabbalah by Dam. Connected that, you have Kiddush Koimetz. To be Mekadosh to Koimetz, to put that Kemitza into a Klisharis, which is in the hand of a Koyin. and by putting it into the klisharis, you're mekadesh it like kabbalas adam, and then there's halacha like walking the dam or walking the kmitzit in the mizbeach, and then finally there is the zrika of dam or the haktar of kaimis, the burning of the kaimis, which is the final step of the matter that's machshir the korban, makes it a kosher korban. Now, by menachas, the Rambam says in Perek Yigimel Melchus Ma'aseh Karbonos Halacha Yudbeis, Seder Havas HaMincha, the Rambam describes how you bring a mincha, a person brings Seder's Mitzvah Beisoy, and he prepares it, and when it's all ready for Kemitza, then he brings it to the Kohen. Zok the Rambam, his Kemitz, the Kohen takes his Kemitza out, he takes the handful of mincha out of the rest of the mincha, separates it, the noise and Kemitz of Klisharis, he puts that Kemitza into a Klisharis, Umekadshah b'klisharis, by putting it in, he's mekadeshet, which is like Kabbalah Saddam, Kiddush HaKaymetz, he's mekadesh that Kaymetz, he gives it now Kiddush's Kaymetz. And the Rambam adds, Kaymetz Shechilka, b'shnei Kalim, ain't a Kaddush. If you were to split up that Kaymetz into two Kalim, it's not Kaddush. Obviously it's not Kaddush. Just like we said by Dam, that if you're mekadesh pachas, b'gedei hazor, it doesn't become Kaddush. So too by Mincha, if you're mekadesh pachas, Mikdeh Haktor, the Haktor of a Kaimitz is always the whole Kemitza. If a Kaimitz is missing even the smallest bit, it's possible. If you split it in half, it's definitely not a sheer Kabbalah, a sheer of Kiddush. So the Rambam says, if you split the Kaimitz, you put it into two Kalim, it's not going to become Kaddish. Because each one isn't a sheer Haktor, each one isn't a sheer Kemitza that you need for Kiddush HaKaimitz. So it's like Kiddush. And then the Rambam adds, V'choizer Mekaddish. But you can go back on it, and you can be Mekaddish it. You can take half the kaimitz out of this kli, and put it into the other one, be mitzara of the two halves of your kaimitz together now, and then together the two halves of the kaimitz will make a kosher kiddush, a kosher kabbalah of this kaimitz. Al-Khair the Rambam's appella. If by dam the Rambam says that pachas mikdei hazor is possible, and in comparison, the chatzi kaimitz is also possible, so why, by Kemitza, do we allow you to put the two halves together? Mishmelech asks his kasha. And Mishmelech says that it could be that really by Dam also, you could put the two halves back together, the two pachas mikdei hazoyis in klisharis together. The Rambam never says straight out that you can't. He just says it's a puzzle of Kabbalah. Maybe really by Dam also, you could take the pachas mikdei hazoyis in the first keli, the pachas in the second keli, mix them together, and you'll come out with a kosher shir, and you'll have a good Kabbalah. After all, you won the Kabbalah Dominically. The only thing you're missing is the shear, so the shear you can get by adding the two together, you'll have a kosher Kabbalah. And the Rambam didn't say it by Zvachim, he only said it by Menachos. So he said, no, in Perek Dal, he was saying that he'll get back to it later in Perek Gimel, and he'll explain it to you, he'll say it there. And that's how Mishra Malach is Miyashiv, this seeming steer in Rambam. Chaim, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbonos by Mincha and Perek Gimel, says a Yishuv on this steer. Chaim says, really, if you think about it, the fact that there should be a halach of nishbach by kaimitz is a pella. Why should there be a halach of nishbach by kaimitz at all? We learned mekor of nishbach. The pasuk says, midam hapar, dam me'apar yikablenu. The halach of nishbach is not that the dam was on the ritzbah. The halach of nishbach is that the dam wasn't me'apar yikablenu. There's no psul because it was on the ritzbah. The psul is that dam has to be taken straight from the par. If that's the case, Rav Chaim, by mincha we don't have any place that it says from where you have to take the kmitza when you're going to be mekadeshet, and that it can't be somewhere else beforehand. There's no mokum from where to take the kmitza to be mekadeshet. If that's the case, Rav Chaim, why is there bechlau a psul nishbach by mincha? Zok Rav Chaim, that you have to say that there's more to the psul nishbach than just the chesaron of dam avoy kablenu, the chesaron that you weren't mekabel the dam straight out of the par. Zot Chaim, that the mitzvah kavala's dam is that it should go from the behema to the klisharis and not be in a different mokum in between. Not only dam me'apari kablenu, get it straight from the par, there's a mokum from where to be mekabel the dam, but dam me'apari kablenu, and it shouldn't be anywhere besides the par when you're mekabel. If it goes somewhere between the par and the klisharis, then it became possible. Memela, mincha could be just the same as zvachim now. If the kaimetz were to go in a mokim, that's not zayin mokim. A mokim was nish zayin mokim. It goes into a place that's not the yad hakoyin and not the klisharis, then it will be nitzal. If the kaim puts the kaimetz down and the ritzbeh puts it down on something else, avada will be possible because it didn't go, it was in a mokim, not because it didn't go from the tavar, But it was in a mokum nishlein mokum. It was in a place that it wasn't supposed to be between the kemitza and the kiddush. So Rav Chaim, that's only if you put it down on the ritzpah, if you put it down on a behemoth, if you put it down somewhere else. But putting it into a klisharis is not a nishlein mokum. It's not a mokum that it's not supposed to be in. Mimela, by mincha, where the only problem of nishpach is that it was in a mokum nishlein mokum, it was in the wrong place. So a klisharis is not a problem. And therefore, you could take the two halves of the kmitza out of the two klisharis and b'chayuz and b'kaddish, put it properly, correctly into another klisharis and do a kosher kabbalah. However, by dam, if I have half a shir hazon in one keli, half a shir hazon in the second keli, now I want to pour the two together and make a kosher kabbalah, besides to the fact, besides to the psul of a nishzayin mokum, which you taka don't have over here, because the klisharis is the mokum for dam, and were you to add more dam from the tzabra b'ayim into that klisharis, it would become a kosher kabbalah, because the klisharis is really, yes, the mokum of the kabbalah tzadam, besides to that, you have a new problem. By dam, there's also within dam a par, that the dam has to come directly from the par. And that, by dam, you don't have, if you're pouring from one klisharis into another. It's not dam me'apar yekablenu. Meila zotzub chayim, that's the yishuv in the Rambam. In Perek Dalet, when he was discussing Zevach, he was discussing dam, if you mekabel pockets mekdeh, there's nothing to do about it now. Because even if it's true that it wasn't in a chutzlim koimah kind of mokim, but l'maisi, you're never going to end up with a kabbalah, mitzavra behema, and you're not going to have dam me'apar yekablenu. Hashem came by mincha, where there is no problem of dam me'apar yekablenu. There is no halacha of from vanit daf menem de kmitza and put it into the kiddush kli. The only problem is it can't be in a mokum chutzum kaim a mokum was an irzai mokum. So over there, kol zman that it was only either in the yad hakohen or in the klisharis, which is mekaimai, you can take it out of the klisharis v'chayzer mekatsha. Just as a side, in the new Rambams from Shamsi Frankel, they changed the gears in this Rambam and Perek Yudgimel by Hilchos Menachos, and they read the words chayzer mekadosh as the beginning of the next sentence of the Rambam, where the Rambam is telling you what to do. Not only are you mekadosh the koymitz, he says you're also mekadosh the levoina. You take the levoina out of the first bisa, out of the first klisharis, and add it to the kmitza and demakta them together. If you read the Rambam, the chayzer mekadosh of the Rambam, as the beginning of the next sentence, they're talking about how you get the levoina, then the steer of the Rambam doesn't start, the kashal mushamel doesn't start, and sai by zevach and sai by mincha, you have this psul of nishbach and not like Rav Chaim said.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.